Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They are hair and nail designs custom made for a horrifying Halloween competition. On this episode of the Supercast, we take you inside the Jordan Academy for Technology and Careers in Riverton, where hair design and nail tech students get creative in a costume contest like no other. Find out how they put their talents to the test in a timed competition that resulted in some scary hairdos and outrageous nail designs. We're here with Shannon Meckling at JATC South to learn more about the Hair and Nails Halloween competition. About how the competition works and about the theme for this year.
So the students are all assigned a theme we choose as a group, and the theme this year was Legends and Fables before 1900.
Oh, okay.
So they had to pick a fable or a legend and plan their theme, and then the team had to execute the hair, the nails, the makeup, the costume as a team, and they had to do a little bit of preparation work with diagrams and research, and then go ahead and put the design, and it gives them a chance to be really creative.
Now, the student who is chosen to be decorated and to be in the costume, is that a place of honor, or would people rather be applying rather than be applied to?
That probably is a team question.
Okay.
You know, it's probably a 50-50. It is as much fun doing the application of the hair, the nails, yeah, or the skin as it is being chose to be the model. But they kind of work that out as a team. It's kind of fun when we get to put two classes together. Well, actually three, hair, barbering, and nails, and let them work together as a team.
Yeah.
It introduces some team working skills, and then the soft skills, communicating what they're trying to execute as far as their design and theme, and then just watching the follow through is just a riot. I think it's great, and I am so proud of all these kids and their talent and abilities.
There's obviously a lot of talent and a ton of hard work that's gone into this. Tell me, what are some of the prizes or titles available?
So we do a first, second, and third for the AM class and the PM class.
Okay.
And then we have a first, second, and third prize for hair and nails. And it's usually stuff that pertains to the class, nail products, hair products, different things. They get a little bit of bragging rights for being able to be in the top three. But I would hate to have to pick, because every team, every student is working really hard to perform and do what the competition requires. So we're just grateful and thankful that they all step up to the plate and do their thing. And it is really fun.
They've done a fabulous job. It's really overwhelming to see the finished product here. So there are no, like, most terrifying prize or...
Well, we do different things. We try to keep it a little G-rated, because sometimes we have preschoolers and different kids.
Okay, that's true.
And so they can't bring weapons or anything like that along.
Yeah.
So... it pretty much is their creative idea of whatever goes.
Okay.
We don't put too many limits, just a few on them.
And by combining people from various classes,
yep.
I mean, these teams could go on to open their own salon together and
be a
full-service salon.
Oh, a lot of them do.
Do they?
Yeah, I have a couple of students right now that are looking to team up in a salon to work. So, yes, it is great to watch where they go and what they do when they finish up school and get their licensing. And we have a pretty high percentage of students that do that, so we're proud of that fact, too.
That does not surprise me. Yeah. Now tell me, who judges the competition today?
So we usually have manufacturer reps come in to judge the competitions, people in the industry that kind of have a little bit more detail as far as what's involved with hair, skin, and nails. So. And then sometimes we include the staff to come in and help us be impartial in their judging. So
That's awesome.
Works a little both ways. So it's just great for the school and great for the other students and faculty. And we just try to make it pretty inclusive with all of them. We've had like Greenhouse in with us that have done the competition before. We're going to do welding in the spring because we're doing a flower fairy contest, and we're going to have them. We're going to invite them with the hair and nails. So you got to come back and look at that one.
Get welding guys out there.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. And I'm with you. I don't want to be any part of any judging. This is too hard. Walking through here, they've all done an amazing job.
I could judge, but I like to watch what everybody else sees and what the students are doing.
How do you describe this aroma? Is it lacquer and aerosol all together? What's that combination?
I think you're smelling What's that a lot fragrance? Of nail product, and you're smelling a lot of aerosols from hairspray.
I guess I'll call it Thanks man-made. So.
It is that. But look what they do with it.
I know. Done, right? It's miraculous.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Time's winding down. Tell me what you guys are working on right now.
I'm doing the top buns on the hair. I don't know what.
I'm adding curls into the hairline because I'm almost done with the makeup.
And you're just sitting still.
And I'm just sitting here looking pretty.
She puts her head up and down when I tell her to. Yeah.
Okay. You move your head the way you're supposed to and nothing else.
No.
All right. Designed it, and what's...
I picked it out. It's the candy witch from Hansel and Gretel, the one that tries to eat them and lures them to her candy house. But I guess this is the case where it goes wrong.
And what drew you to wanting to be a witch that eats children?
Well, it's more so the candy.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I love candy more than children sometimes. But...
Fair enough.
I just thought the candy would be a cute look.
Now, for those who can't see, you're in a pink dress.
Yes.
What is this material around the outside?
This is like tulle.
Tulle, okay. And you've got Starlight Mints and taffy and suckers taped to you.
We've got it all.
Yes,
Sprinkles,
it's everywhere.
Sprinkles, blood even.
Yes, then there is blood involved.
Yes.
Is this the blood of the children you've consumed?
Yes, this is.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have sprinkles on your face.
Yes, I do.
It actually frames your face very nicely.
Thank you.
And how did you get the pink on your face? Because it almost looks like kind of highlighting and giving contour to your face.
Airbrush it and lots of pink eyeshadow and pink blush.
Yes.
Pink eyeshadow, pink blush, and
airbrushing.
Mostly airbrushing it.
What is the exact tone? Do you know the name of the tone? Is it like salmon or... You know, is it named
Peony.
Paradise Dreams
Peony.
Or...
Oh, Peony.
Peony. Well, that's not very poetic.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, and now, rad.
What is it?
Like and rad.
Like and rad.
Yeah.
Okay. The color is, in fact, rad.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Now, oh, now... Pink hair is being added to your actual hair.
Yep.
And those are maybe the tightest curls I've seen in a long time. Those are ramen-like curls right there.
We wanted, you know, the Shirley Temple look. To go with it, and that's what
nice.
We did.
Good inspiration.
Yes.
So do you have to prioritize what you're going to do?
Pretty much. Do the basics first, then add all the fun stuff.
Stay with us for more on the spooktacular Halloween hair and nail design competition.
Does your student want to become a veterinarian, commercial pilot, programmer? Maybe they want to make a difference as a dental assistant. These are just some of the programs offered as part of Career and Technical Education, CTE, in Jordan School District. CTE provides the technical skills needed to prepare students for future employment or for a successful transition to post-secondary education. Career and Technical Education provides work-based learning opportunities. We partner with industry experts to offer apprenticeships and internships with students working in the real world at real jobs while going to school. The CTE experience starts in our elementary schools with the Kids Marketplace and grows through middle and high school. To explore all CTE has to offer in Jordan School District, visit cte.jordandistrict.org today and let's get your child started on the pathway to a profession.
Are you guys close? Can I ask you what you're working on here?
Yeah.
So tell me about the concept here.
Character that we picked was Persephone, and we're basically doing like a half goddess type of look because like she's like the goddess of like nature and whatever and spring. So the other side is like if humans stay too long like where Hades is at, then like they turn slowly to like dead. So then we just like executed that and made her like half turning, because like she's down there for so long.
So you're cutting it close, in other words, in this costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then for the nails, we did like the nature, then all that. Then like while she's still in dark, while she's like in.
Those are long, sharp nails.
Yeah.
Each with its own design. So can you describe the design on each nail for me?
So this first one has like gold foils and glitter underneath. And on top of it, I have like 3D leaves that I sculpted myself. But basically, that's just because she's like the goddess of nature again. And because it's like, I don't know, it just represents her a lot. Then this one is just like nature again, how it's like a thunderstorm while it's like on Earth, how she controls it. Then this would be like her love for Hades. Like, it's like she was forced to love him. She's not really like, it's not actual. She just has to do it because she's forced to.
Okay.
Then
you're very torn, I see.
Yeah. But this one is just like representing her while she's staying underneath the underlayer, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So this is kind of from Earth to Hades all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about the thumb?
Then the thumb is just like adds a little bit like darkness, like you can't really.
Seems very ominous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just like.
And it's clear at the tip, very mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you okay with being only half goddess?
Yeah, because I'm kind of forced into it, so it's like there's good in it, but also bad because it's like a forced thing, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. And did all of you design this together, or which one of you was responsible for the design?
For the nails.
Just the overall.
Oh, we all
together decided to do Persephone.
And why Persephone?
Because it just seems like her story isn't really told. Like, yeah, we talk about Hades and whatever, but there's no really representation with her story.
Looks fabulous. Great job.
Thank you so much.
You guys only have 5 minutes left, but can you tell me about your design?
So we did the Tooth Fairy, but pink edition.
Oh, the pink edition.
Yeah.
I've never run into her.
It's our own twist.
I like it. Tell me about that. Why the Tooth Fairy? Did any of you have a particularly good or particularly bad Tooth Fairy experience?
No.
Only good.
Only good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very on brand for the Tooth Fairy. So, the pink Tooth Fairy. Tell me about this design.
I don't know. I feel like it's just more of like a fancier look, and we just wanted to do a Tooth Fairy, I guess.
Tell me about the nails. This is 3D all the way.
Bailey's the one that didn't. This one's a mouse, because it all started off with a mouse. This is a wand. This is wings. This is money. And this is a shoe.
Don't ask me how that's a shoe.
No, I can see. I see the shoe.
There's
I see it.
Money in this one, like a piece of money.
There's actually a piece of money in that?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I can see it. That's something. And is it both hands or just one?
Just one.
Just one. Okay,
yeah.
That's part of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about the hair design here. What are the elements of the design?
We have some braids back here.
We added tinsel to the hair.
Yeah, I
just
can see
to make
that.
It more sparkly and stand out. And then we added a bunch of pearls.
And glitter spray.
And glitter spray.
And you have pearls lining the edge of your ear?
Yep.
Very nice. And how do you apply pearls to the forehead, cheek, and ear? Asking for a friend.
So we just use eyelash glue.
Eyelash glue. Oh. Well done. Everything looks great. Good luck in the competition. All right, we're talking to one of the judges. Introduce yourself to everybody.
I am Randy Beagley. I'm the registrar here at JETC South.
Now, Randy, when you applied to be registrar, did they tell you that you were going to have to be judging really good hair and nail projects in this competition?
I had no idea what I was up against. So it's been fun because we get to do an array of all kinds of different things here. So this has been fun.
This has been fun. I'm sure throughout the building, various programs have different things that they want you to judge.
All the time.
Well, I'm not envious of you because that is going to be tough.
It is.
How do you approach this? Because you know these kids. You know how hard they've worked. How do you choose a winner?
You know, I just kind of look at the overall time and effort they've put into this and the detail that they do. You can tell some kids maybe just kind of threw it together at the last minute. Others have practiced this over and over and have really taken the time to put into it. So that's what I judge on specifically.
Okay, well, good luck out there. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.